Chapter 3. A few months after the season was over, Bruce Leba was casually walking through the South Roads Mall in Tulsa when he saw a familiar face and stopped cold. Just inside Topper's Menswear was his old pal, Ron Williamson, wearing very nice clothes and peddling the same to customers. The two bear-hugged and launched into a lengthy session of catch-up. For two boys who'd practically been brothers, they were surprised at how radically they'd drifted apart. After graduating from Asher, they went their separate ways and lost touch. Bruce played baseball for 2 years at a junior college, then quit when his knees finally gave out. Ron's career had not fared much better. Each had notched one divorce. Neither knew the other had been married. Neither was surprised to learn that the other had continued a fondness for the nightlife. They were young, nice-looking, single again, working hard with money in their pockets, and they immediately began hitting the clubs and chasing women together. Ron had always loved the girls, but a few seasons in the minors had brought an even higher intensity to his skirt chasing. Bruce was living in Ada, and whenever he passed through Tulsa, it was time for an all-nighter with Ron and his friends. Though the game had broken their hearts, baseball was still their favorite topic. The great days at Asher, Coach Bowen, the dreams they'd once shared, and old teammates who'd tried and failed, just like them. Helped mightily by two bad knees, Bruce had managed a clean break from the game, or at least the dreams of Major League glory. Ron had not. He was convinced he could still play, that one day something would change, his arm would miraculously heal, someone would call. Life would be good again. At first, Bruce shrugged it off. It was just the residue of fading fame. As he had learned himself, no star fades faster than that of a high school athlete. Some deal with it, accept it, then move on. Others keep dreaming for decades. Ron was almost delusional in his belief that he could still play the game, and he was greatly troubled, even consumed, by his failures. He constantly asked Bruce what people were saying about him back in Ada. Were they disappointed in him because he had not become the next Mickey Mantle? Were they talking about him in the coffee shops and cafes? No, Bruce assured him, they were not. But it didn't matter. Ron was convinced that his hometown saw him as a failure, and the only way to change their minds was to get one last contract and claw his way up to the major leagues. Lighten up, pal, Bruce kept telling him. Let go of the game. The dream is over.